Pope Benedict XVI on Thursday called for a just and lasting solution to the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, in which, he said, the rights of all are recognized and respected. The Pope's message was contained in a Vatican press office statement released following his private audience with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority here at the Vatican. President Abbas was also received by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, Secretary of State, and Monsignor Dominique Mamberti, Secretary for Relations with States. The talks were held in Pope Benedict's private library and lasted about 15 minutes. But before the doors were closed upon the two men, the Pope asked Abbas about the outcome of recent meetings in New York with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and US President Barack Obama. After the private meeting, the president of the PNA presented Pope Benedict with members of his entourage, among others Saeb Erekat, who is leading negotiation with the Israelis, commenting that he has a very important job to do. During Thursday's meeting, Abbas presented Pope Benedict with a tiled scene of Old Jerusalem, with the words "Jerusalem, capital of Arab culture," written in Arabic and English. During the cordial talks, reads a statement released by the Vatican after recalling the journey of the Holy Father to the Holy Land, discussions turned to dialogue on the Middle East, and in this regard, the importance of cooperation and mutual respect between the parties, as well as the support of the international community. Reference, concludes the communique, was also made to the situation of Catholics in Palestine, and more generally in the region, as well as their contribution to society and peaceful coexistence among peoples. I'm Eimear McCarthy.